There is a brand new medical service in Pocahontas County which allows patients to be examined and treated by a specialist physician who is located at the Charleston Area Medical Center, or CAMC, without having to leave Pocahontas County, much less have to travel to Charleston. To learn more about this, we spoke with Abby McClanahan, a CAMC registered nurse who lives here in the county and works for the new CAMC telemedicine center located in the Pocahontas Memorial Hospital's pulmonology clinic. We asked her to tell us about the telemedicine center.
I work with CAMC's telemedicine in Pocahontas. CAMC, or Charleston Area Medical Center, has a telemedicine center here at Pocahontas, which allows residents in the surrounding areas to see their specialists closer to home. With this kind of resource, they don't have to travel clear to Charleston. It allows us to deliver care closer to home, so they can see their specialists here in our center. We can do vital signs, lab work, imaging. They get the same kind of care they would receive in Charleston, but without the long drive, without having to take as much time off of work. We offer over 40 specialties here for their providers and for the patients. They are able to see their provider through our telemedicine with a secure video log instead of having to travel to Charleston. So it's nice to bring care closer to home.
Abby, can specialists not associated with CMAC be seen through this service?
So these are providers through CAMC. And we have physicians that participate with this. We also have nurse practitioners and physician assistants, along with doctors that can help see the patients too.
Would a patient need a referral from their primary care doctor to use your center?
Their doctor, nurse practitioner will place a referral and send that to me through fax, where they could call our center here. And we have both phone and fax information available on our website. And that is camc.org/telemedicine. And at that site, they can also see all of our current telemedicine centers that we have, as well as contact information with phone, fax, and map and directions. Currently, we have CAMC telemedicine in Pocahontas. We also have facilities in Lewisburg, Jackson County, and Ripley. There's one in Summersville, and then Princeton as well.
Let's assume that I was a patient of a specialist CMAC and I got referred to you. Can you walk me through what would happen?
Sure. So upon getting your referral, I would call you on the phone to do what we call a pre-planning worksheet, or kind of an intake form, where we talk to you about your symptoms, the reason for the referral, medications, your history, any surgeries you've had, pre-existing conditions, or anything like that. I would talk to you, of course, if you're interested in the referral, making sure that you do want to come, making sure you knew that your provider placed the referral and why. We always want to have the patients informed and keep them, of course, involved in their care and explain the process. We pick a date and time that works for the patient as well as the provider, so they could be seen when it's convenient for them. And then on the day of your appointment, you show up here. We get you registered and check you in, go through all of your insurance information with you and have you sign some consent forms, go through a full set of vital signs, check your blood pressure, your heart rate, and all of those things. And then depending on your specialty, if you need EKGs or pictures of your heart, x-rays, things like that, we can get that done. And then we have you connect with our Teladoc connecting camera too, so you can see your provider and they can see you in real time. We're able to do heart sounds, breath sounds, check your pulses and other assessment specialties too in real time, so your provider can see you in Charleston while you're here in Buckeye.
He showed me the room. It's almost like a regular exam room at the provider's.
Right. It does have a lot of the same things. Anything that you would need that they don't have physically here, we could send you to the Pocahontas Memorial Hospital next door for that.
Now, you're a registered nurse.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
And you would be with the patient.
The whole time.
If the doctor had asked something to be done, you could take care of it.
Yep, from start to finish, yep. We check the patients in, remain for the duration of the appointment, help them check out, and on their way.
But anything else that you'd like to add?
It's a newer program. It's definitely a newer location here. But we're excited for all that we can offer for Pocahontas. Some big ones that we have a lot of patients for are cardiology. We do a lot of endocrinology and diabetes specialty. Gastroenterology, we do some weight loss clinic, neurology. Of course, we're in the pulmonology building, so a lot of patients will, of course, be seen through pulmonology here. Rheumatology, I know, is another big one that we do as well. But we have 46, I believe, was the last count for specialties that we can do here.
Thanks, Abby. I'm sure a lot of Pocahontas residents can benefit from this new telemedicine center, which just opened on January 23rd. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.